The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
It's Friday, the best day of the week. Time for another Nate Darling Show with Diana Hong, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. And now, here to ease away the tension of your week, here's Nate.
Hey, happy Friday, everybody. Welcome back.
Happy Friday. Am I on?
You are. Let me turn you up a little bit more.
Come on.
Am I on?
You are.
Yay.
You've never been more on, Ted. Or...
I don't
know. Ted, you're on like Donkey Kong.
It's true.
Yay.
Can't deny it.
I don't know. That's like Donkey Kong sound effect.
coming up on the show today, Diana's working tonight as we record. So sorry,
that's,
Diana.
That's bullshit.
I know. I'm sorry.
Diana.
How dare you make a living?
I finally brought the Whippet DVD for her.
Yeah, and she's not even here. No, I know.
Can't guarantee I'll remember to bring that again.
Very disappointed. I know. Yeah. Out doing their jobs and stuff.
Lame.
So she says.
Coming up on the show today, I have a potential new job for Ted.
Oh, yay!
I'm
looking for work.
I know, so that's we'll get to that near the end of the show. A prank phone call. Okay. Punks one of Los Angeles's most respected news teams.
No.
Yes, it's true. Aww. They did. And Sarah Palin has taken to the internet. And not just a blog, not just a podcast like us. No, no. Her very own TV network?
Like streaming Palin all the time? Is that what's happening?
It's the same price as the WWE network, but with a lot less truth and reality in it.
I just can't imagine. Well, I can't imagine watching for 5 minutes, let alone 24 hours. So that's just me and probably a lot of other people.
But we'll take a look at that. By the way, SummerSlam coming up this weekend.
Yay.
Excited, Ted?
F5. Yeah, I am excited about that.
Also coming up, my very first trail race is on Sunday. I'm going to have a big Sunday.
Are you going to be back in time to watch SummerSlam?
I am. The trail race for me starts at 8:30.
Okay.
Worst case scenario, I'm doing a 12K. Worst case scenario, and I have to walk most of it, which I shouldn't.
A lot of Ks.
It is a lot of Ks. It's two more Ks than I've ever done, but I've been doing some training up at altitude.
I know your Facebook posts are impressive and pretty.
Thank you. I've been training up around Jenkinson Lake near Sly Park because I'm doing Run on the Sly on Sunday. So
fun.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I've got my trail shoes, and I've done a few training runs up there, and I'm very glad I did because it's very the first time I did it, I just went up and I'm like, I'm just gonna do out and run a 5K here, and I felt like someone beat the shit out of me the next day
with an open fist.
Yeah, all up and down my legs.
Yikes!
Because running on trails is hard, guys. It really is. You use a lot of little muscles and connecting things that you don't normally do, and it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it, and I don't care how long it takes me. I'm just going to finish it.
Good job, Nate.
Even if worst case scenario, I have to walk the whole fucking thing. It'll take me about 2.5 hours if I walk it all. My best 10K time is on a road is 1 hour and 13 minutes, I think. Mm. So I'm thinking a great time for this trail run will be 1:45.
Cool.
For 12K. So yeah.
Godspeed, Nate.
I will finish it.
If it
kills me.
Do it, well, says hopefully. Thanos.
it's one of those things. Oh, you brought up Thanos?
Thanos.
Hi.
Hello.
How's it going, guys? Thanos here.
Oh, his attitude has changed.
It's true. I'm in good mood. Although my movie Guardians of the Galaxy didn't do so well a week two.
Aw.
Came in second. It's bullshit.
Behind what?
Bullshit.
I don't remember. Some bullshit movie.
The Turtles? Was that
Turtles? Oh, it was the bullshit Ninja Turtles.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Fucking radioactive retards.
Yeah. Oh, you can't call them that.
I can because I'm evil.
Okay, fair enough.
That's right.
Damn it.
So, Guardians of the Galaxy, go see it again. If you've seen it once, see it again.
I'll see it once. And
I
then
would like
again.
To see it again because it made me happy.
Yeah, you should see it like an IMAX because that's more money.
That's what I want to see it on. Is it worth seeing on IMAX? Saying it? Well, you're going to say yeah because you're
of
evil.
Of course it is. You get a glimpse of me. Now listen, if you have friends that are super nerds, they will say this. and spoiler alert, by the way, you do get to see me, Thanos, on screen. And the super nerds came in their pants. Oh my god, it was hilarious.
Huh?
So, Thanos out.
Yeah, so Guardians of the Galaxy. I ponied up and went to see it in D-Box and 3D. It was D-Box and 3D together.
D-Box always sounds like it's just one off from being like a D-bag thing.
It does, but you get flung around in a seat.
And it's fun.
It's delightfully fun, and here's the best part. The seat is all yours. You've got two armrests, one for each arm, an independent cup holder, no one to bump your elbow.
Always
it's
awkward.
Fantastic. It's fantastic. And I will say this, Guardians of the Galaxy, the opening scene, you know, the opening scene with Star-Lord, got bumped around a lot more in D-Box on that than I have in any other movie I've seen there. So there's a lot of bumps going.
Nice.
Bumpity bump bump. Bump bump. Bump.
So what did you, Christiana, you've seen it.
Ted, I loved it.
Ted, you have not seen it yet.
Not yet.
You're going to love it.
I'm going to love it.
I saw it on, I was delighted that, I assumed that the only like Thursday night showing the weekend it came out would be midnight showings.
Right.
But then I heard that our friend Brian Crowell was going to see it at like 10:30, which prompted me to look to see if there were any other times. And there was one at like 7:30.
When he saw me, he came in his pants.
Ah.
It's true.
And they had one at 7:30, and I was like, yay, because I'm too old to stay until midnight for something. I won't enjoy it. We went to see it, and the movie theater was probably, 85-90% full, and everybody was just like psyched, and it was just I had had such a shitty like 2 weeks leading up to seeing that movie.
Right.
Aww.
I was happy the whole next day.
Right.
Just thinking about that film. I was just so happy about it. I was excited. I really felt like I was seeing the heir apparent to Han Solo on screen. Like, it felt Star Wars-y, and it's this is the beginning of an awesome series. I want to see what these people do next.
Ooh.
You know?
That sounds really good.
It's not without its, like, I mean, there are things to quibble about. Sure, it's not, like, perfect, but it was just, it was a good, happy, fun film with good characters, enough of a plot where you kind of cared, but as I've seen it mentioned in several reviews, it's a good reminder that characters really do matter more than plot, because the plot was all, it was like, the MacGuffin's gone here. Oh no, MacGuffin. Yeah, well, I don't give a shit. It's just like, oh look, these people have to do something. Let's watch how they do it. It's adorable.
Aww.
And it's fantastic.
I knew nothing of Guardians of the Galaxy going in. I'd never read anything. I'm not a comic book guy at all. But the people I know who are comic book guys really liked it. And there's they go through and there is the explaining of all of this backstory. I mean, yeah, it's absolutely glossed over as compared to if you're a comic book person who's read all of the comic books that lead into it and what's going on with this and that and the other thing. But they explain it enough so you have an idea. And then it's just it's a fun ride.
Yeah.
It really, really is. Yeah. And I defy you to walk out of that movie feeling bad.
Yeah.
I have no idea how long it is. I enjoyed every second of it.
That's a good point.
It could have been 2 hours. It could have been three. I don't know. At no point was I like, I wonder how long this is.
Yeah.
Oh, it's dragging right here. Nope, not at all.
No. And there were several times in the film where I thought, ooh, I haven't seen that before. That's cool. Like, whatever they were doing, like a spaceship looked cool.
Yeah.
Or a thing they did with a spaceship looked cool. It was a very well done film. And I agree. I don't have any background. I know nothing about the Marvel. I think I saw Iron Man, like the first one.
Right.
I got nothing with the rest of Marvel. And unlike the X-Men film earlier this summer, where you really did have to know, you had to come in with, I think, a base knowledge for the film not to be kind of mildly boring and annoying. This one, you didn't have to know anything. You don't have to know anything about anything.
Right.
It's still enjoyable. It felt like watching The Fifth Element for the first time.
Ooh. Good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One I've seen. Yay.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Let me see how long this is.
I'm heck of going to see that.
Becca. It's shorter than, I read a review that gave it praise for being not 3 hours long. I think it's like just shy of two, maybe.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find it here. Why is it so, the worst part is you can't find anything when you want to. I know that Lucy, which I hated, the only good thing about it was it was only 89 minutes long.
That's barely worth the ticket price.
Oh, God. No, it's not worth the ticket price.
Mm-hmm.
For the love of God, do not go see Lucy. Do go see Guardians of the Galaxy. I would go see Guardians of the Galaxy 16 times in a row.
It's 121 minutes.
So 2 hours.
2 hours.
2 hours and 1 minute.
Yeah. 2 hours, 1 minute. And again, no...
Pacing is good.
Yep. Fantastic. It's just...
Fine. I'm like sad that I have to wait a couple of years for my kid to be old enough to watch it.
And maybe there'll be a second one by then.
Ooh.
I know.
Because everything in this whole Marvel thing sort of ties
together. Yeah. Oh, I mean, they're going to do... They're going
to
do more.
They made money. Make another one.
And Ted, when you go, you have to stay to the very, very, very end.
Beck and I do that all the time.
Yeah. With any Marvel movie, there's an Easter egg at the end. So,
yay.
Which I don't get why people... At this point, how do you not know that?
The only thing... I'd say the only negative... Any feedback I saw in the film was that people felt like the Easter egg wasn't Marvel Easter eggy enough. But I found it also, again, delightful.
Aw. There was a lot of tongue-in-cheek stuff in the movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I mean, Chris Pratt was just really, really good in
and
in
hot.
Movie. Sure,
good.
Is he the raccoon? No,
no, it's Bradley.
Just
Cooper.
Kidding. He wasn't hot. He's a raccoon.
Bradley Cooper, I thought, was channeling his best Bruce Willis.
You know what's really funny is I saw Bradley Cooper and Vin Diesel. I didn't read much about the movie beforehand, and I saw Bradley Cooper and Vin Diesel in the credits, and I had to go back and see who the fuck they were. Yeah. And I think the casting of Vin Diesel as Groot was brilliant.
He's Hilaire.
I am Groot.
Vin Diesel's Hilaire?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
He's Hilaire.
All he has to do is give, I mean, credit goes to the animators. So.
Oh, I see.
But he was great.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
It's so much fun. You guys will just, you'll like it. You'll come out of there and you'll be like, that was the happiest little space adventure comic movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, and if you'd walk out not loving it, I will beat you. As if you photobombed my wedding.
That's not incentive to enjoy anything, Nate.
Call back.
It kind of is. All right. Well, I won't admit it to you. But the question is whether to debag it or IMAX it or what?
You know,
3D IMAX debag?
I don't think you can lose, man. I really don't.
I can lose if I keep saying debag.
Yeah. I'm thinking I'm going to go to the IMAX. I want to see it. Ooh. I want to see it on the gigantic screen while I have
cool.
a chance. Because I think that's the only thing left. But, although the theater in Folsom, that's a pretty big screen.
Yeah.
With the D-Box theater. So
mm.
now on to more unpleasant things.
Oh.
The Ohio State University marching band is in some deep shit. Oh. After an investigation revealed the band to be more or less porkies with tubas and kettle drums. A report stemming from the university's two-month investigation has quite a few details on the internal goings-on of the best damn band in the land, including raunchy nicknames bestowed by upperclassmen like Fat Penis. I don't know if that's a bad nickname to have. Explicit fight songs for rival schools and tricks performed by members. Let's start with the tricks.
Yeah.
Which the report defines as acts individual band members perform either on command or at their own volition. One girl pretended to have an orgasm on her younger brother's lap. Her nickname, according to the report, was Squirt.
Why has it been her younger brother's lap? That's horrible.
It's terrible.
The worst.
A female student thumping the ground with her foot, pretending to orgasm. Her nickname was Thumper. Huh. Two female students rubbing their chests together. Their nicknames were, this one's for you, Ted, Jubes and Tiggles.
Thanks. I have no idea why that's... Tubes and Jiggles?
No, Jubes.
I know, I was trying to figure that out.
Anyway,
Jubes and Tiggles. Great.
A male. It wasn't just the females, though. A male student conducting a full-body demonstration of a flaccid penis becoming erect and splitting candy. This trick was also occasionally performed with another female student who pretended to stimulate the male student. His nickname was Jizzy. Also, a student would act as if he was the outside of strip club soliciting clientele, saying, "Girls, girls, we have these types of girls." His nickname was Barker. Come on down. Anyway, a male student scooting across the floor in his hindquarters. His name was Taintbrush.
Oh, boy.
A male student stamping other students' foreheads with a penis stamp. His nickname was the Mushroom Stamp, as it would be.
Uh-huh.
This is the band, by the way. This is the marching band.
Crazy band geeks.
Each new member of the band got a nickname. The report provides a list of some of them, including Jubes. And then the article says, how does one pronounce Jubes? Like that, Jubes.
How's it spelled?
Jew.
Okay, with a B-S?
O-O-B-S.
Jew, O-O-B-S? Jewobs?
Jubes.
Okay.
I think it's probably Jugs Newbie.
Could be. I like Jubes.
I don't know.
Hey, Jubes.
Here are some of the other nicknames. Captain Dildo, Barker, Fat Penis, Ball Sack of Jewia. Some of them are clever.
Well.
Listen, you have to give it up for Balsacca Gioia. Let's see. What,
don't want
to
give it
as opposed to testicles. I mean, that's just boring.
Mm-hmm.
Tits McGee, Triple Crown, Tulsa.
Tits McGee has the night off.
Then Twat Thumper. There was also a booklet of vulgar fight songs from many other schools. The director of the band has been let go. No replacement band name thus far. And apparently the director of the band's like, listen, it's way better now than it was. that was his defense. Sure.
I saw him
interview. This is bad.
Yeah, I saw him interviewing the Today Show, and it was a terrible interview because Savannah Guthrie's like, but really, why couldn't you've been there a long time? You didn't fix this. You couldn't do anything about it sooner. I was trying. She's like, it doesn't really seem like it. So
well, he doesn't have the job anymore. Well, there are details surrounding. Well, there. Orlando Bloom threw a punch at Justin Bieber in Ibiza.
Yay.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, violence solves nothing.
There was also an eyewitness report that Leonardo DiCaprio, typically one to cheer on his own successes in life, whooped it up for Orlando Bloom when he tried to hit Justin Bieber. Former Spanish journalist Anastasia Skolkova told the Mirror that she saw the whole thing go down in Ibiza. Here's her memory of the scene. It was amazing. Everyone stood up and started watching like it was a show and clapping. DiCaprio was flipping out. According to her, Leo was sitting at Bloom's table when the fight broke out. No word on whether or not he was wearing cargo shorts. Because, you know, the whole, have you seen the internet meme of Leonardo DiCaprio running around in cargo shorts?
I have not.
You're not missing anything, Dad.
Ah.
So, yeah, I don't know what's going on in Ibiza this year, but it's really, really crazy. The fight turned out to be nothing, so there we go. Anyway, Whoopi Goldberg went off on View co-hosts and their anti-weed arguments. Most of these co-hosts are leaving soon or just gone. Thank God. I'm so happy that they're gone. We'll have more View stuff later on next week. But here's Whoopi talking about her co-host's anti-weed arguments.
This. Maybe I can fly too, because an op-ed in the New York Times titled Repeal Prohibition Again calls for the national legalization of marijuana, saying it's time for the U.S. to come to its senses about a drug that they claim is far less dangerous than alcohol and tobacco. Now, this is the so-called paper of record. I was thrilled to see it. I'm very, very, very happy about this.
Look, you know, whether we ultimately decide federally to legalize marijuana or not, okay, it should be up to the states. Luckily, it is not up to the New York Times.
That's S.E. Cup, by the way.
Who is she?
She is a conservative talking head. I believe she works for MSNBC.
Right? It should be up to the states.
Or CNN.
Unless it's providing birth control.
Yeah, I know. So selective when they want states' rights to kick in. Gay marriage, up to the states. Abortion, up to the federal government.
But, yeah, I just thought, identify who was talking. Because it's an unfamiliar voice.
A New York City liberal paper to decide what everyone around the country does. It's an editorial, and it was a much-discussed editorial. It was a big deal for the New York Times to come out and essentially call for this. It's a much better idea to allow the states to be laboratories of democracy and decide, we are a state that wants to legalize this. Our neighbors disagree, and they're allowed to do that.
I'm sorry, I thought that's what was happening. I thought it was going state by state.
It is. But the New York Times would very much like the rest of the country to get with the times and get cool and get hip to this thing that is changing.
Let's not do that, because it is. You've had doctors who have come out and said, you know what, we had this thought, and now we've shifted our mind because we've done
marijuana.
No, that's marijuana.
It's still pretty dangerous.
I'm sorry, Bobby.
It's just a cacophony of nonsense. But eventually, Whoopi gets to have her say.
I know this, Jenny, but it's still pretty dangerous.
Let me put that out there because I think I'm in the minority here, and I've said this before.
You're from the hood.
That's why I know.
My presence from the hood and not against the legalization.
I'm against the legalization. I do believe that it is. I wonder why we think you can clap for that. I think
You can clap for me. Go ahead. Come on.
We think it's okay to tell our children that it's fine to disassociate. It's fine to not be in your right frame of mind.
Because every time you look at a sports function...
Yeah.
You know, you got the beer commercials, you got alcohol everywhere. You want to talk about, and I'm sorry, but if you're going to start this, perhaps you want to start it with the thing that's already legal. Because alcohol is legal,
and tobacco
is legal, and from what I understand, people are very upset about that. Tobacco's been legal
a
long time.
There's many health benefits to tobacco.
Oh, I can't listen anymore, I'm sorry.
Is that what I just heard her say?
Yeah, it was
tobacco. Many health benefits to tobacco.
There are no health benefits to tobacco,
especially with nicotine in it.
I don't know.
Keeps you thin.
What's that?
Keeps you thin.
Tobacco
suppresses your appetite.
I guess. Arsenic might too.
Where do you guys stand with the legalization of marijuana?
I'm just curious.
You're a do it, Ted. What do you think?
If booze, you know, I think it's but used responsibly. I think I'd rather have it, used responsibly the way booze should be used responsibly. But right. Yeah, I say legalize it as the way booze is legalized.
There may be an initial spike in dumbasses being dumbasses, but I think it'll level out. It'll be like booze, and I'm still waiting for the. There's still a generation of people who don't mind drinking and driving, and until they all die off, we'll keep having problems. But.
Well, until I really wish people would stop insisting that they drive better when they're high.
People have been saying that with booze, too. Usually more relaxed, more at ease.
I don't know anybody who said they drive better when they're drunk, but
I know several people who drive. Several people, and they're all alcoholics.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, God.
But I do know people who have insisted... That they
you
are
guys
better...
know somebody too who says that. I won't.
Not on the show. No.
Give that person's name on the show, but you know somebody. I don't think you know that person currently, but you know somebody who says that.
Well, I've not heard anybody say that.
You
but
trust me.
What
was that?
Said you'll have to trust me.
I'm sure I have a guess.
We'll talk about it after. It's legalizing marijuana would be perfectly fine. Colorado hasn't broken off and fallen into the ocean. The mountains haven't collapsed onto themselves. Last I heard, Washington State is still there. I'll be there in a week and a half or so. Not in Washington, but I'll be in Portland. So I'll glance across to make sure it's still there and okay. But the bottom line is the state could make a lot of money. We could possibly eliminate the trafficking of illegal drugs by making marijuana legal. As long as you're not inebriated, it is a little like alcohol, except for the fact that there are too many people that when they smoke marijuana, they smoke marijuana until they're impaired. It's not like they're just having a little to take the edge off. It's not the equivalent of coming home and having.
Is there a way to smoke marijuana so that you're not totally impaired?
Well, you don't smoke
a little,
as much,
just like a little high.
I think it's possible.
Yeah. I think so. You take maybe two totes.
One glass of wine.
Yeah, exactly. There's lots of ways to take marijuana. You can just spray into your tongue and take one spritz. It'll be okay.
As I learned from Keeping Up with the Kardashians, they have gummy bears with weed in them.
Yeah.
Bruce Jenner was having none of that, by the way, even though it was medicinal. Out of his house.
Oh, boy.
Out of his house. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just arbitrary. There's so many drugs out there people can take that are legal and just get impaired. And it's, just education and legalize it and make it not such a big deal that kids just want to try it and do crazy shit with it. And
Do you know anybody who's had a really hard time getting weed who's wanted to get weed?
No.
Do you know anybody who's been I would really, really like some weed, but I just cannot get any anywhere?
I don't think I know anyone like that, no.
Exactly.
But I don't ask around. Also on Facebook. So we want weed but can't find it. Probably not the best thing to put on Facebook.
Could end poorly.
That's what Twitter is for.
Twitter, okay.
Right.
The Oakland Raiders have recently been in discussions with San Antonio officials for a possible move to the Alamo City. Well, maybe not. But Raiders owner Mark Davis and two other team officials met with San Antonio officials in July, including former mayors Henry Cisneros and Julian Castro, along with the city manager and members of the San Antonio Chamber of Commerce. In a statement released by the Raiders, Davis confirmed the meeting, saying, "I was in San Antonio to honor the former Raiders player Cliff Branch on his induction into the PV LCA, which is the Prairie View Interscholastic League Coaches Association Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Former San Antonio Mayor Henry Cisneros is a friend, and Henry suggested that I take the opportunity to meet with some of the city officials while we're in town. I have nothing further to discuss on the topic. Sounds legit. Davis and his entourage spent several days in the Alamo City touring the Alamo Dome and other sites, including a helicopter tour of the city. That's according to the Express News. The Raiders owner has expressed his frustration with his team's current situation at O.co Coliseum, which the team shares with the Oakland A's. Now, critics of the Coliseum's 10-year lease agreement with the A's have said the deal would be a catalyst to drive the Raiders out of Oakland, since it's doubtful the Raiders want a Coliseum roommate for potentially another 10 years. And by the way, that stadium, it's the only one left in the U.S. that houses both a pro baseball and pro football team. That used to be pretty common. The Raiders are the only one among three current Oakland teams, including the Golden State Warriors, who have indicated they want to stay in Oakland. He said, "We're trying to get something done up here. But if we can't, we've got to get something done somewhere." Now, if the Raiders moved to San Antonio, the Alamo Dome would be a temporary home, and Davis would seek a new stadium within a few years. That's according, again, to the Express News. The report quoted an anonymous source as saying, "Davis told San Antonio civic and business leaders he isn't seeking a Jerry Jones-type facility, such as AT&T Stadium in Arlington, but prefers a small, intimate stadium that he can place a statue of his father, Al Davis, in front of." Won't that be great? Al Davis, father of the Oakland and L.A. Raiders, with a statue in San Antonio.
That would be sad. Sure. San Antonio Raiders sounds kind of toothless.
Doesn't it?
San Antonio Raiders. It just doesn't go together. Sorry.
I think it sounds like it's insensitive to the Alamo.
Oh, yeah. Remember the Alamo. I forgot.
Good point.
You're like the San Antonio Defenders or something.
Yeah, the other thing that's been floated out there is that the Raiders would probably have to, if they want something better, share Levi's Stadium with the Niners.
What?
That's not going over
sounds
well.
Sounds like a disaster.
I don't know. In New York, the Jets and Giants share the same stadium.
Oh, shows what I know.
So
yeah, why would it have anything to do with anything?
Well, because the Raiders have this weird...
Neither one of them are based in Santa Clara, so it's not like anybody right, has home turf.
It's Santa Clara, home to the San Francisco 49ers and Oakland Raiders.
Why not?
Los Angeles Angels at Anaheim.
Well, to be fair, they were actually housed in Los Angeles when they started.
That is fair.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Now they're in Anaheim. We can all agree the California Angels were the way to go.
Yeah, well, blame...
Or the Anaheim Angels.
Nah, that was a Disney thing. That was all a Disney thing.
Yeah.
That's true.
It is.
I like, yeah. L-A-A-A-A.
Yeah. They just market themselves as angels, though. So it's funny that it was made such a big deal of, but all of their marketing stuff is just angels.
Yeah, which is good.
So now, a couple weeks ago now, there was a big water main break in L.A. on the west side near UCLA.
True.
It ruined the new floor at Poly Pavilion.
Oh.
Flooded some streets, had some kids out surfing on the sidewalks. And it had the pranksters calling in to ABC 7, Los Angeles' news leader.
Oh, boy.
Phone. Louis Slungpew. I hope I pronounced the last name correctly.
Yes, ma'am. It's Slungpew.
Oh, thank you very much. What can you tell us about this? Or is it something you've ever seen before like this?
Yes, ma'am. It's Slungpew. It's Louis Slungpew.
Oh,
allegedly from the Department of Water and Power.
Oh, God. This horrible.
Get ready. Strap yourselves in. This is good.
Well, it appears that we have a water main that broke, and the apparent cause of the water main that broke was, it's coming into us from our troops on the ground. Basically, that a couple of college students might have sent down a cherry bomb down the toilet.
What?
Oh.
Can you say that again? What? You think somebody sent a cherry bomb down the toilet?
Yeah, it's that. We try to put on seminars, you know, yearly, explaining how dangerous it is to send any kind of explosives down down a plumbing drain. But you know, that's what is coming back to us. You know, we had a pressure break around sunset, and the cherry bomb must have popped through the top of the pipe and just blew the bottom right out of it.
Wait, is this something that happens because of the UCLA campus and kids playing around, or is it the high school campus, or do you know the source?
Okay, well, hold
right
on.
Now
hold
we're
hold
still
on
the investigation phase.
The high school campus where this happened by is like an all-girls exclusive Catholic high school, so it probably wasn't them.
Well,
that's sexist.
I mean, I know it was none of it,
how dare you prejudge those girls? Those girls are capable.
I'm just saying.
And rebellious.
But this is less than it's less offensive so far, or less obviously stupid so far than the Howard Stern, you know.
That's true.
Howard Stern farts cause the whatever.
Seminars twice a year about putting explosives down the toilet?
It is. First of all, you should know who the spokespeople are for utilities, which they obviously did not.
Mm-hmm. Slungpoo is a good boy.
Louis Slungpoo. Mm-hmm. His tip-offs so far have been troops on the ground. There are no troops with the Department of Water and Power.
That's a turn of phrase. I don't think...
The Department of Water and Power does not hold seminars for anybody about anything. Mm-hmm. We're now a minute into this phone call, but it continues.
It just seems that the break might have come somewhere around the Poly Pavilion area, one of the locker rooms. It was either a cherry bomb or someone took a really large dump, you know?
That is an incredible... So, are you 100% sure about that? Is that...
It's a fake call.
Oh, we lost him. I'm sorry about that. We hope to get him back and find out how
get him back.
Yes, let's hope we get him back. By the way, the person in the helicopter is the one who was like, that is a fake call. But by the way, talk about not listening. She's just like... So it's either that or somebody took a really big dump. Really? So we're blah 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 blah. I was like,
are you sure?
Are you sure?
Oh,
yeah. Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Somebody took a really big dump and blew out the water main.
Thanos says.
Was it you, Thanos?
No. No, I take a lot of fiber. I go regularly.
Okay.
Just because I'm a big evil guy doesn't mean I make big evil poo. It'd be terrible. Thanos out.
He was. I think you hurt his feelings, Dad. Yes.
He'll get over it. He's evil and regular.
Evil and regular. Well, I think that's what we all
strive to be.
Strive to be. Well, at least one
Isn't
of
that
those
what
two.
Wants?
I want to be regular.
Yeah.
Evil. I don't know.
Everybody just wants to get the poop out, man.
It's true. Even the concentrated evil.
They act. We decide. Cool or tool.
All right. First up in cool or tool. And we didn't get to hear much of her because there was a lot of yelling. Whoopi Goldberg.
She's cool. Sure.
Christiana.
What was the point with her? Was she for or against it?
In favor of legalizing marijuana.
Whatever. Go Whoopi. Cool, I guess.
She was the least shrill of the bunch, so she gets cool from me this time. up next in Cooler Tool, the Raiders. The Raiders, Christiana.
They're Tool.
Ted.
I don't really care. They're fine. They're cool.
No, they're not. They're tools.
Damn. They're trying so hard. Why are they tools?
Because, well, first of all, let's you've sucked for over a decade. You can drop that commitment to excellence bullshit. Because we know that that's nothing.
But they inspire fans to violence in their name. That's pretty cool.
They inspire drunkenness.
Yeah.
And finally, in Cooler Tool, Louis Slungpoo. Dead.
It's kind of funny, but it's too ultimately to still just do other things with your time than messing with the news people.
Christiana?
Yeah, cool.
You know what? I'm going to go cool. I shouldn't, but...
You do you, Ben. You do you.
But, you know, in this case, I got to say, they asked for it. They did everything wrong in this situation and didn't bother to go, hey, is there a guy named Louis Slungpoo that's from the Department of Water and Power? Oh, he called us? Now let's put him right through.
He did keep his composure pretty well in answering the question. I give him that.
He did. He carried out the prank well, and that's why he gets cool, because he did not use any profanity. He did not blurt out Howard Stern or Baba Booey.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give Louis Slungpoo a cool for a prank well done.
All right.
On ABC7, which is, I believe the most respected news outlet in Southern California. Mm. So
it's pretty up there.
Yeah. So I've interviewed for jobs there. I've been turned down for jobs there.
But Louis Slungpoo gets on air.
Louis Slungpoo gets on air. If I were running things, Louis Slungpoo would make it nowhere near air. I'm just saying.
How did she pronounce his name? Slungpoo?
I don't know.
Is it ethnic? No, it's Slungpoo. Okay.
No, it's Slungpoo. Because he started out almost with an Indian accent.
Oh, and Louis Slungpoo.
Hello, my name is Louis Slungpoo, and I am here too. Anyway, so good news, everybody. If you've cut the cord, you can get the Sarah Palin channel.
Oh, God.
Through your internet. That's right. You were warned about the internet and its evil side.
No, well, actually, you can get the Sarah Palin channel for free. Sarah Palin channel is different. But the Sarah Palin channel is the one that you want to visit. Yeah.
Oh.
Colbert bought the Sarah Palin channel.com.
Nicely done, Mr. Colbert.
Yeah, well, it's the only Sarah Palin channel on the internet with a definitive article in the address. They did that, but she's decided to, she's still a contributor to Fox News, but former Republican vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin, whose media presence has ebbed and flowed since resigning her governorship 5 years ago, announced and has launched her own online news channel called the Sarah Palin Channel. According to Daily Variety, the fledgling news network, news is kind of weird there, will be subscription-based, costing $9.95 per month, or if you want to go for the one-year subscription, you get a discount, $99.95. Active military personnel will be allowed to subscribe free.
Oh, good Lord. Don't do it.
Hey, free military entertainment. At nearly $10 a month, the Sarah Palin channel costs more than Netflix, which offers streaming video of thousands of movies, television shows, and original programming. For those of you who don't know what Netflix is, in a promotional video, if you're listening to a podcast and you don't know what Netflix is, I need to have a word with you. Just saying.
This must be confusing our listeners for a while. They don't know what's Netflix. What do you keep saying Netflix for?
You keep saying Netflix. I don't know.
Don't send DVDs in the mail. Anyway.
So here's a little bit of the video announcing SarahPalinChannel.com.
Hello, and welcome to a new project. This is a news channel that really is a lot more than news.
I'm guessing there's no real news, because she's on it.
This is a community where we're going to be able to share ideas and discuss the issues of the day, and we're going to find solutions.
Nope, it's going to be an echo chamber, but go on.
Are you tired of the media filters? Well, I am. I always have been, so we're going to do something about it.
I've been tired of them for decades.
Talk directly to you on our channel on my terms, and no need to please the powers that be.
What powers are those? What powers that be are those?
Oh, Obama.
Obama.
Most importantly, I want you to talk directly to me. That's what I'm most anxious about, hearing from you. Together, we'll go beyond the sound bites and cut through the media's politically correct filter. And
none of that politically correct filter here.
You can hate any manner of minorities on my channel.
Even Alaskans?
Yep.
And all right. Women. You can hate women, I assume.
Alaskan women?
Sure.
The native ones.
Things like Washington, D.C.'s crony capitalism. We'll go around all that. We'll go directly to the root of the problems confronting America. We'll talk about the issues that the mainstream media won't talk about. And we'll look at the ideas that I think Washington doesn't want you to hear. And we'll meet inspiring people from
nobody wants to hear these ideas because they're nutty.
Across our great nation. We'll also share some of the fun that goes on in the Palin household. Ugh. And a lot of our adventures in the great outdoors. Trying to just
you can watch them go fishing. It's like keeping up with the outdoor Cardassians.
What happened to the Sarah Palin show? Did that get taken off the air?
Yeah.
Okay. This canceled because it sucked, I presume. So why would anyone want to watch this?
What? And pay for it?
Maybe.
Campaign rallies all across nothing. America.
Then there's stuff of her writing notes on her hand. Yes, ask me anything. Just go on Reddit. Enough of you.
Ask her anything.
Yeah, ask her
through
anything.
Through the internet.
Why?
Through her channel. Sarah, can you hear me? I'm talking to you.
Why?
So some comedians and people who think they're funny took to Twitter and used the hashtag Palin TV shows. Will Bunch, who I've never heard of, had My Three Guns. Liz Winstead, who is the creator of The Daily Show, Back Alley McBeal, David Korn, David Korn, D.C., I Love Lucy but Deport Ricky, hashtag Palin TV shows, The Palin Channel, which I believe is a parody account, Really Easy Jeopardy, Citizen Egg tweeted, Mama Grizzly Adams Family Values, hashtag Palin TV shows.
Wow, that was a good one.
Leo's mom tweeted, Death Panel, she wrote. The Sorest Loser, The Weakest Wink, Mr. Rogers Neighborhood Watch, Meet the Press, Never, Sarah the Vocabulary Slayer.
Oh, I was thinking Sarah Buffy the Liberal Slayer.
Say Yes to the Confederate Flag Dress, Camo is the New Black, Unmarried with Children, Saved by the Bell Curve, American Idol with IDLE. And Tim Mathis comedy tweets, Fox News. Hey, Tim Mathis, you're not funny. Fuck you. He got 3 retweets for that. And I'm ashamed of all of those people who retweeted him. Just saying.
3, isn't it?
3 retweets. Damn. I know.
Damn.
Yeah, that's not a good it's not a good ratio, my man. Mm. I'm just saying it is not. Hold on here. Let me do this. I'm doing too many things at once. So when I'm not here for a week, my brain turns off and I'm forgetting stuff. And
you have a new mic.
I've got more
too much stuff going on. Diana's not here to keep you on task.
I think that's it. Diana's not here. Thanos misses Diana.
Aw.
Yeah.
There.
I know she's a lesbian, but I like to think maybe I have a chance using my evil ways. You know how Santana said, you gotta use your evil ways? That's me. Thanos out.
So, yeah. new toy, sorry. Anyway, and that was a good time to mention, if you're going to shop on Amazon anyway, please do us a favor. Go to NateDarlingShow.com first. Click the Shop Amazon tab and shop to your heart's content. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It helps the show immensely. We get new toys every now and then. Yay, we get to stay toys on the internet, too.
Internet, good.
And it's free, unlike Sarah Palin's moron channel. You can get us for free, or you can pay $10 a month for Sarah Palin. And by the way, if you're going to pay $10 a month for Sarah Palin, why don't you just use that and support, you know,
foster kids?
Anything. Foster kids would be a great way to do that. Hey, we mentioned Fox News. Bob Beckel, who is the quote-unquote liberal on Fox News, he's on The 5, which is clever because there's 5 people on the show and it's on at 5 o'clock.
Ah, yeah. Works on so many levels.
Mm-hmm. He accused the show's producers of distorting remarks by former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and went so far as to remark that one of the producers, quote, should be hung, unquote.
Angry liberals.
Andrea Tontaros opened the show with a video clip of Clinton. Listen to our former Secretary of State actually defend Palestinian political group Hamas for hiding rockets in civilian areas.
Oh, great.
So here's what it sounded like on The 5.
Palestinian call for a ceasefire. Back at home, some prominent liberals have been wading into the crisis. Listen to our former Secretary of State actually defend Hamas for hiding rockets in civilian areas like schools.
The problem is, and this is something, I'm not a military planner, sure, but Hamas puts its missiles, its rockets in civilian areas. Part of it is that Gaza is pretty small and it's very densely populated. They put their command and control of Hamas military leaders in those civilian areas.
And in case you didn't hear,
what?
Hamas is a humanitarian organization.
Wait, hold on.
According to Nancy.
What about what she just said was defending Hamas?
Nothing.
Okay, that's just making sure I just didn't like phase out for part of it.
No, that's why Bob Beckel's
mad. It sounded
mad.
Like she was explaining
why
yeah.
what happened, like what they do. Okay, yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry. I know, it's Fox.
Explaining is defending, by the way.
Right.
Explaining is defending. So now
you apply any critical thought to this conflict, by God.
Now let's move on to Nancy Pelosi, that other evil harpy.
Pelosi.
We have to support the Palestinians and what they need. And we have to confer with the Qataris, who have told me over and over again that Hamas is a humanitarian organization. Maybe they could use their influence to...
The U.S. thinks they're a terrorist organization, though. Correct to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she said they are a terrorist organization.
Well, no, she was corrected to say that. What she was saying is the Qataris say.
That's what I'm saying.
This. How about this? Nancy Pelosi, for the love of God. Don't quote the Qataris to people on TV. Don't do it anymore.
We have a lot of bases there. They aren't exactly our friends.
But don't quote them on TV. We have a lot of things that we shouldn't be quoting from. Well, we've got a lot of uncle. We've all got a lot of crazy relatives and friends that we don't go quoting around in public.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put the Qataris in that element. Just, you know, the crazy uncle who has this conspiracy theory about how this is happening?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't go ahead and quote them.
A humanitarian organization, Eric? I mean, what humanitarian organization do you know that has missiles?
I have no idea what either one of them talk about. What, Gaza's too small, so they have to put their missiles in the schools, and it's a humanitarian. Here's the question. How do you negotiate with someone whose only mission is to wipe Israel off the map? You don't. That's the point. We should be behind Israel to just destroy Hamas. Just completely wipe out Hamas, defang them, dismantle them, so they don't come back and do this again and again and again.
Ted, where do you stand on Israel? I'm curious. You've actually been to Israel. Can Israel do no wrong? I mean,
oh no, of course not. I don't think the U.S. can do no wrong. I don't think any country can do no wrong. You know, I hate to say it's a very complicated issue, but it is a very complicated issue with a very deep history, and it's you know, I wish there could be, you know, they could come to an agreement. I wish there could be a two-state solution, but it's both sides have some sticking points,
and that they don't think the other should exist.
I don't know if that's fully true across the board. There are people in Gaza who don't think Israel should exist. There's people in Israel who don't think the Palestinian state should exist. So
that's,
I don't believe in extremes.
It's gonna be tough to find common ground there.
Yeah, but it is gonna be. But you know, hopefully
the
someday.
Is now all they have is common ground. Get it? Because it's just a one
ground.
State.
Literally. So let's skip ahead to where Bob Beckel gets mad.
Bob, you're shaking your head.
Well, I mean, first of all, the Kerry thing is a bad rap on Kerry. That was something that was leaked out of Israel, and it's not fair to Kerry. What his proposal had nothing to do with making the nuclear. If I one other point,
what?
Whoever wrote that thing that said Hillary Clinton said schools, she never ever said schools. That is a bad use of words, and whoever wrote it should be hung. Now,
that is a bad use of words.
As if saying they should be hung.
Bad words. Bad use words. By the way, Bob Beckel is known to have had a drinking problem, at least in the past. And I cannot...
Go on, Bob Beckel, drunk.
I can't even imagine. Can you imagine sitting around in a room with four other people that just yell at you all day?
Yeah, oh God, I can, absolutely.
Aww. That's really sad.
Kind of half of my job.
Oh, there's aww. That. The sad thing, and here's the insidious part about Fox News, is they hire the prettiest women that say some of the most terrible things. So there's this weird dichotomy in the male brain that says, gosh, she's really pretty. What's she saying?
Mm-hmm.
It can't be that bad. She's pretty. But it is. Mm. If you stop and listen.
Oh, men.
Men, yes. When will we learn? When will we learn?
Maybe we have to evolve a little more.
I don't know. I mean, how much more evolving can we do? Yet, honestly,
you make a good point. We're good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we
woman pretty.
That's right. Although I was watching an episode of MythBusters, and they were testing whether having someone an attractive person of the opposite sex in the room with you when you took a specific type of cognitive test would affect the scores. Now, basically, the presupposition was that it would. So they did it with someone of the same gender, and mm-hmm. then they did it again with someone of the opposite gender in there. They did it with both men and women.
Were they attractive in both sides?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And other than one dullard, everybody actually did better with someone attractive of the opposite sex in the room.
All right.
I'm guessing it was because women women want to prove they're smart, and men want to prove they're smart too. So they just, no matter what they're, first of all, you can go, oh, okay, fine. I'm doing this test now for the next 2 minutes. I'm not going to think with my nether regions for 2 minutes. And second of all, yeah, you want to be smart because everybody says that's what does it for people. Of course, also on the same show, they did a weird test with women, and they had guys, and they gave them like professions like retail clerk or barista.
Mm.
And tested how what women thought of them, and then they did the same thing, but they changed their professions and where they live to like cardiologist who lives in Mill Valley. And the same guy who went from being a retail clerk in San Francisco to a cardiologist in Mill Valley got significantly more attractive to women.
Oh.
But I don't think it's the theory is money. I don't think it's money. I think it's people are attracted to people who are motivated to do more things and bigger things, and so
accomplishment.
Yeah, accomplishment and not money. Although often they go hand in hand,
don't they?
Sometimes, not always. It's true. It's true. All right, let's go to Florida now with music this time.
Yay.
A 34-year-old man threatened his mother with a machete after he blamed her for putting his grandmother in the hospital. That's right. Kevin Bolden was angry because he said his mother, Kenetha Bolden.
Kenetha?
Yep. Kevin and his mom, Kenetha. I'm guessing there's a Ken Bolden somewhere, had given his grandmother too much sugar. An arrest report shows Bolden grabbed a machete that he had stored behind his bedroom door and told his mother, "Expletive? I'm going to expletive you up with this machete." Police said Bolden, who lives with his mother and his sister, was also upset because his mother came home from the hospital, then went out to buy herself a soda. Well, I mean, why wouldn't you be? Huh? How dare you go get a soda, Mom? I'm going to cut you with a machete.
Don't cut your mom with a machete.
Yeah. By the way, if you're 34 and you're still living at home with your mom, leave the machete behind the door. Because she's giving you a place to live. That's what I'm saying. Be nice to your moms.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, in Hollywood, Florida, a forgetful criminal left his phone at a break-in and got in more trouble when he called to ask for it back.
Oh, God.
That's right. Now, Wayne Bradley Wade is in even more trouble than he was before. He's 46. He allegedly pulled off the successful break-in in a Hollywood home on Wednesday night. Quickly realized he left his phone on the victim's bed inside the house. Now, instead of moving on from his mobile technology, he decided to call his phone to have it returned.
Why? Did he really know he left it in the house, I wonder?
I don't know. Police detective investigating the crime heard the phone ringing in the house and answered it. After identifying the fingerprints on the phone, police were able to nab Wade as their suspect, as well as finger him, for five other robberies in the same neighborhood. He was arrested on burglary and grand theft charges for the original house break-in. Charges for the other burglaries yet to be filed. Sometimes you just gotta let it go.
Oh, Wayne.
Even in Florida. So, yeah. I know, right?
Wayne.
Wayne! Oh my God, Wayne! Yeah, even Thanos would be upset with that. I'm not going to ask him, but, you know, he's busy being evil. So, Ted.
Yes? Oh, is my new job?
It is. It's time to look into your potential new job.
Are they is there?
Because an ad has been posted looking for a male sex toy tester.
Is it in Sacramento?
Well,
a tester of male sex toys or a male who will test sex toys? Because you can see how things could be different.
The second one. That's right. If you're looking for a new job with better perks and benefits, here's something. According to the Daily Mirror, a company called Hot Octopus has developed the world's first guyberator. Mm. And now they're advertising for a part-time orgasm engineer to help them test out their new products. From Hoctopus.com, here's a full version of the job description, followed by the ad they are running to promote their product and the tester job. Not getting the buzz you need from your current job role? Feeling unstimulated? Looking for a job you can grow into? Hot Octopus has a brand spanking new role that will get you buzzing with excitement. Hot Octopus is a British company, sitting at the cutting edge of the next generation of sex toy design. We develop toys for men, women, and couples that are designed to fit in with people's lifestyles and not just the bedrooms.
Mm-mm. It's a British company.
But it wouldn't be that. That's not the voice you want to use to sell this.
Following the success of the world's first guyberator, we're on the hunt for our first ever part-time orgasm engineer to help test a new range of male products. Successful applicants will be sent prototype sex toys to review on a regular basis and will be required to report back on their experiences. Benefits include being allowed to work whenever the moment takes you, from the comfort of your own home or anywhere in the world for that matter. Maybe just not in public. We'll also provide a lifetime supply of tissues to the lucky candidate. Successful candidates will be aged 18 plus, mm-hmm. have good stamina, mm-hmm. be able to handle pressure, mm-hmm. and have their own penis.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I'll put it on the maybe list.
The ad says, go ahead, spunk, make my day. Unstimulated by your job, apply to be a sex toy tester at Hot Octopus.
Yeah.
Not interested, Ted?
Nah, I think I'm okay.
Are you sure?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks, Nate, for your interesting concern.
Well, you know, I'm always looking out for my friends. Mm-hmm. I try. You know, because, you know, everybody likes work that they can do on their own schedule. And, you know, is it the best job in the world, yes or no? I'm going to go ahead and vote no. Let's see how it's doing on the poll. Oh, it's 50-50 if it's the best job in the world. So, I don't know. Well, I understand. Is it because you don't handle pressure well? Because I'm guessing you have your own penis.
Thank you for guessing that. You're right.
I'm going to guess. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Your very own?
Well, I mean,
I'll share.
I'm sure he has a lend-lease program going on.
Detachable penis. Dun 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 dun. I used to love that song. Like, he used to play it on sort of late night K Rock.
Yeah, it was that one, and their other hit was "Jesus Was Way Cool." Mm. Yeah, their name escapes me right now. Damn it!
What is happening here?
King Missile. That's who it is. King Missile. All right, let's wrap this up.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right, it's time for some small town news. Hey, it's Thanos. Time for some silly games? Never play them? Well, I have, and I'm proud to make that admission. I've played a few that I'd like to forget, but I'm talking about the old board games we had growing up. Many of our board games are moldering on some forgotten shelf. Life has become so complicated and frantic, we don't seem to make time for that kind of family bonding anymore. My friend Les tries to help me with the column ideas from time to time. He said, we have a dusty stack of them board games sitting up on top of the metal closet at the camp. Uno, Monopoly, Parcheesi, Scruples, Checkers, etc. Like me, Les is not a man of few words. He explained how he and his childhood friend Art Harris made up their own rules to Monopoly and often played into the wee small hours. They were competitive and argued loudly, precipitating vociferous disapproval from their sleeping parents.
Can I just say this? No kid looks for vociferous disapproval from their sleeping parents. Just saying. Anyway, carry on, Thanos.
Gotcha. Lee's dad would ultimately demand that Art go home, and Art would crank up the backfiring Harley, which was generally parked near my folks' bedroom window. That precipitated a flow of my own recollections. Chinese checkers was a favorite. My dad taught me the nuances of regular checkers as well, but he was a master and spent many hours at home and anywhere else he spotted a board. Now Richards, across from our house in Messina Center, was a typical old-time country store with a pot-bellied stove, a wonderful penny candy case, wooden boxes of cookies, a pickle barrel, and a checkerboard, always at the ready for those who wanted to set a spell and make their moves.
No, that was Drucker's store on Petticoat Junction, for God's sake. This doesn't make any sense. Anyway, I'm just going to skip ahead.
Yay. Hopefully he gets kicked in the head in this one.
I don't believe he does.
Sorry, I didn't know whose column this was.
Clue was for fun for some kids, but we never played as parents. Our kids grew up with Chutes and Ladders and Piggly Wiggly. I asked Kay what board games she had growing up in Saranac Lake. Kay said, none.
Aw.
That was her terse reply. We were poor and our parents couldn't afford any store-bought games. We played hopscotch, jump rope, king on the hill, kick the can, hide and seek, and other outdoor games. Man, Kay has bitterness. Board games and all the others were part of our lives, and surely the reason we sometimes long for the good old days. Now you have a great Sunday, and please, drive carefully. I don't know, do you like Gordy Little better when Thanos reads him?
No.
I like it when it's over, or when he gets kicked in the head by kids.
Yep.
Those are my two favorites.
I was telling the kids what to do. I was like, kick him in the head.
All right, Thanos. That's cool.
He's going to write boring shit later. You'll be glad you did.
Aw.
It's true.
Maybe all those kicks to the head are what caused the boring writing.
Boot to the head.
Boot to the head. Okay. That's a song.
It is.
Yay.
It's a great head.
Mm.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
All right.
Classic.
That's going to do it for this, for Ted and Christiana and Nate. This is Thanos signing off. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening to the Nate Darling Show. Thanos out! Bye!
Bye. Uh-huh.
shape.